we got one more lesson. And tonight, I believe that the Lord has something special for some of you in this room. I believe He has something for all of us. But I believe there's some in this room who you're not sure if you're saved or not. And what's special for you tonight is that after I give a little message about Jonah, then I'm going to give another little message about what the Lord Jesus did for you. And we'll be done in about 3 hours. No, just kidding. But you know what, boys and girls? I want you to listen good tonight again, like you've done all day. Because Jonah gives us a real lesson. On the one hand, Jonah shows us what not to be. But on the other hand, if we contrast Jonah's life with the life of the Lord Jesus, we're going to find something very interesting. We're going to be reminded of what Jesus did on the cross for you and for me. And that's what we want to emphasize tonight. And I want you to open up your hearts. And if you're not sure that you're saved, if you're not sure that you're going to go to heaven, if you're not sure you're a Christian, we want to be able, before you leave this room tonight, to show you for sure from God's Word, not because we say so, but because God's Word says so, how you can be saved. Okay? Now, I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of Jonah. So if you have your Bibles, turn it open to the book of Jonah. There's a few things that we want to learn from Jonah. Now, most of us know that Jonah was swallowed up by a big fish. Now, some people say it was a whale. Some people say it was something else. But you know what? The Bible doesn't say it. The Bible says it was a big fish that God especially prepared just for this occasion. That God had prepared this big fish for Jonah. In fact, if you look in each of the chapters, there's something interesting that shows up. In chapter 1, we're going to see that God prepares a great wind. In chapter 2, God prepares a great fish. In chapter 3, God prepares a great city. And in chapter 4, God prepares the people. Sorry, in chapter 4, God prepares a plant, a great plant, for Jonah, and a lesson in that plant, a great lesson. So those are the four chapters, and we're not going to look at all four chapters. We're going to concentrate on chapters 1 and 2 tonight. But I want to emphasize this to you, that God had Jonah. See, Jonah was a prophet of God. Now you might say Jonah wasn't a very good prophet of God, because Jonah disobeyed God. God told Jonah, and you can read this in the story, but in fact, why don't we just read a couple of these verses just to get the idea of what God said. Look at verse 1. It says, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise and go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness has come before me.' But Jonah arose." Did he go there? Look at the next verse. Look at the next word. Did he go to Nineveh? Where did he go? Who can tell me? Where did he go? Yes, sir. He went to Tarshish, right? If my math is right, I think it's about 2,500 miles the opposite direction. Okay? So he turned around and went the opposite direction God told him to do. Right? Then it says that Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. And he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Now, twice so far we've read that Jonah tried to outrun the presence of God. He tried to leave the presence of the Lord. He tried to say, "Look, God, I know you want me to go this way, but I don't want to do that. I want to go that way, and I'm going to outrun God." Is that possible? You cannot outrun God. Listen, Adam and Eve tried to outrun God. Adam and Eve tried to hide from God. And God says, "Where art thou?" And that's a good question for each one of us to ask ourselves tonight. In fact, God is asking you that question tonight by the Spirit of God. God is saying to you, where are you in your relationship to Him? presence of God. There's nowhere you can hide. There's nowhere you can run. You can't outrun the presence of God. And Jonah had to learn this. Later on in verse 10, it says again that Jonah was fleeing from the presence of the Lord. So three times in this one chapter, it reminds us that Jonah tried to outrun God. He tried to leave the presence of God. But listen, I want to tell you this. The Bible says that God is omnipresent. That means that God is everywhere. You can't outrun God. The Bible says in the book of Psalms in chapter 139 that even if I run to the depths, thou art there. You can't outrun God. And you know what this reminds us? This reminds us, it reminds me of how I used to try to outrun God. There was a time in my life that I tried to outrun God. I promised God I accepted Christ as my Savior when I was 6 years old. But you know what? There was a time in my life when I got away from the Lord. And God in His grace didn't give up on me. You know what? God didn't give up on Jonah. And there was a time in my life when I had gone a different direction and I tried to outrun God. And one time in the middle of the woods, God told me, I thought I was someplace I shouldn't have been. And God arrested my heart in the middle of the woods. Actually, you know what God did? He got me lost. I was lost. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I was lost. And I couldn't find my way. And I was about 17 years old in the middle of this woods, lost, darkness all around me. You know what? I knew I was running from God, and I fell down on my knees, and I begged God to forgive me. And I said, oh God, if you just get me out of this woods, I'll promise to serve you all my life. When I said amen, I stood up. I took 1, 2, 3 steps. And I was out on pavement. I was that close. But I didn't know it. And as soon as I stepped out on the pavement, I said, uh-oh. Because I just promised God I'd serve Him if He would get me out of those woods. And He did. And now I knew God meant business. And I want to tell you something, young people. God means business with your life. God means business with you tonight. This is no game. God means business with you. He says, my son, give me thy heart. He means business. And whether you're a son or a daughter, it doesn't matter. Daughter, give me thy heart. He wants our hearts tonight. Does your heart belong to God?
Yes.
I hope so. I pray so. I'm glad to hear that. Amen. I'm glad to hear that. But you know, Jonah, his heart, he belonged to God. He was a prophet of God. But yet he ran from God. And what we find with this, what we find with Jonah is in the first two chapters of the book, we learn, first of all, Jonah's rebellion. He took off from God. He tried to outrun God. And as we said, you know, Jonah, he gets down. And noticing this in the third verse, it says that he arose to flee and he went down. And you know what? Every time you turn your back on God, it's a downward slope. Every time you walk away from all the blessings God has, there's only one direction to go if you're turning away from God, and that's down. But listen, young people, God says, I have something better for you. I want you to look up, and I want to lift you up. But Jonah, he went down. And notice this. It says that Jonah paid the price. He paid the fare. And listen, if you run from God, I can promise you this, based on the authority of God's word, you try to outrun God, and you will pay the price. Because this world will suck you dry. It will take everything you've got. It will try to rob you. You know what Pharaoh back in Egypt said? He says, listen, all I want the children. You go ahead and you go out and you worship your God, but you give me the children. You see, that's the way the devil is. He just wants us and he wants your youth. He wants to rob your youth. He wants to rob all your energy, anything you could do for God. Let me tell you this.